WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. The defense rests at the Trump criminal trial. The former president did not take the stand in his own defense. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The jury instructions from this judge is going to be pivotal in this case. He has a lot of latitude in helping them determine what facts they must find.
Closing arguments next Tuesday. Defendants in the Arizona fake electors case are making court appearances today. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Prosecutors allege a total of 18 Republican leaders conspired to tip Arizona's 11 electoral college votes to Donald Trump after the 2020 elections.
Overseas, one person dead, more than two dozen others hurt in severe turbulence on a Singapore Airlines flight. Theo Leggett of the BBC.
Aviation safety experts say severe turbulence cannot always be predicted or avoided, and research suggests it's becoming more common due to climate change. However, deaths and injuries resulting from it remain rare.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago starts rolling today with eight stops in Wisconsin. It's the second daily round-trip passenger train on the route, doubling passenger train service across the state. One-way tickets start at $41 with discounts for many groups. Immigration is a political issue as far north as Wisconsin. Whitewater has become a focal point. City Council President Patrick Singer says immigrants are welcome, but there are challenges.
Wisconsin municipalities are not flush with cash. So our community, and as are many others, dealing with a lot of demand for services without the proper financial resources to be able to provide that.
Singer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Opening arguments began in a long unsolved Polk County murder trial on Monday. Earlier this year, authorities arrested Mary Jo Bailey of Arizona for the 1985 murder of Yvonne Menke outside of her apartment in St. Croix Falls. The criminal complaint alleges that Menke and Bailey were both dating the same man at the same time, and one of Menke's daughters took the witness stand after the opening arguments. Bailey's attorney argued that there was no DNA evidence to link her 81-year-old client to the crime. The Regency Inn and Suites on South Hastings Way in Eau Claire has officially been sold. According to a WEAU report, the new owners of the property are planning to remodel the building and open another hotel, but won't be able to do so until the site is rezoned to be a commercial property. An amendment to the city zoning ordinance will be presented to the Planning Commission on June 10th. Officials have not confirmed when remodeling work could begin or how long it will take the new hotel to officially open. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Marlins get away from the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Miami Marlins are in last place in the National League East, but last night they improved after beating the Brewers 3-2 in Miami after 10 innings. Milwaukee's Andrew Monasterio scored first in the fifth with a solo home run shot on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Monasterio, center field, back, Chisholm, it's gone! First hit is a homer. Andrew Monasterio puts the Brewers out in front, and it was a bomb to center.
But the Brewers' bullpen went through seven relievers. That's because starter Joe Ross left the game after just pitching in the first inning. How much did it affect the game?
It affects you a lot when your starter goes one, but he had a lower back strain. He was feeling it a little bit before the game, so we knew about it. But then after he had to go run and back up third, it pulled on him again.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Ross will go on the injury list. The two teams play again tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Showers and thunderstorms strike this afternoon and into the evening hours, with a good chance of them turning strong to severe, packing large hail, possible tornadoes, heavy downpours leading to flash flooding, frequent lightning, and damaging wind gusts. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Wednesday at 9, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommer, is on the board. It is Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Wherever you are taking us, wherever you're listening, we appreciate it. We thank you. And stay safe out there, as I know our weather team here at Civic Media and other places are keeping an eye to the sky and the weather radar. A good chance that we'll have some severe storms today, Mr. Zommer, somewhere across the state of Wisconsin, and in particular, southwest Wisconsin appears to be the place in most risk of tornadic activity, which of course is never good news. And they don't put a lot of these high-end alerts out well in advance. So if you listen to a conglomeration of all the meteorologists out there who are a heck of a lot smarter than I am, this is for real. And it's, not just, crying wolf. And again, here's the deal. Not everyone's going to get severe weather who are listening across the state today. In particular, was listening to Corey, our chief meteorologist, on the Jane's show right before ours, and it looks like a line kind of from Eau Claire over to Green Bay. So south of Highway 29, all that area is the possibility for strong winds, straight line winds, which in particular is never good news for our ag community out there that may have crops starting to come up in some cases. But then southwest Wisconsin, kind of south of La Crosse and just west of Madison, that area has the biggest tornadic risk in southwest Wisconsin this afternoon. But other states, other parts of the state may see some strong activity, storm activity. Looks like, I guess if there's any good news to it, it looks like most of the severe weather will be out of the state before 10, 11 o'clock tonight. So the most vulnerable parts are probably 3, 4 this afternoon all the way through 10 o'clock tonight, depending upon from west to east, depending upon what part of the state you live in. So a good time. I think it's a good reminder for all of us, including myself, just have a plan, no matter where you live at. You know, whether you live in a house, whether you live in a mobile trailer, whether or not an apartment building, know where you would go in severe weather, particularly tornadic activity. Make sure your cell phone is charged today because there may be lengthy power delays. Always a good idea to either, if you've got access to water, obviously, in your house, get a couple of pans of water, set them aside, maybe a jug of water or whatever. Make sure you have some water set aside as well. And maybe like some granola bars or whatever. Because, you know, if the storm doesn't directly affect you, it may affect your power. That's the point. And you don't want to be sitting there saying, geez, I wish I had water and something to eat. So just be safe.
Just be prepared.
Right. Be prepared. That time of year in Wisconsin, unfortunately. And you look around the country, which, particularly kind of Missouri and south, I mean, constant tornadoes, it seems like, due to climate change. And of course, we get into hurricane season, then you got it coming in from the hurricanes. And in some parts of the country, you've got earthquakes.
I love Wisconsin.
Exactly my point. So if I had to trade with anybody, I wouldn't do it. I'll take our limited tornadic activity, relatively speaking, compared to other severe weather events throughout the United States. So very thankful to live here. But yeah, today is one of those days where just take a little bit of extra caution. Be prepared. Keep it tuned to Civic Media and your favorite news source. Perhaps you've got a weather radio as well. I know a lot of television stations in particular will allow you to sign up for storm alerts or the National Weather Service. And so it actually goes off on your phone, no matter where you're at, to let you know there's severe weather in your area. So
I also think you don't have to sign up for some of it. If it's a really severe, I guess, whichever one, warning or watch, whichever one is worse.
Warning.
It goes off on your phone.
Yeah.
And it's exceedingly loud, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I appreciate it. So thanks to our storm team who will, Corey and his entire crew, who will keep you updated throughout the day and into the evening here on Civic Media in regards to severe weather. 10 past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Zomber, first of all, let's just say today's show is going to be great too, because we got Luke Mathers at 12:30, a little Tuesday tangents with Lukester. And then tomorrow we're on location down at Kopke's Greenhouse, just outside of Oregon, Wisconsin. Going to talk about all things planting, going to talk about flowers, going to talk about maybe you're putting together baskets or urns for Memorial Day weekend. And we'll talk about all your lawn and garden needs with Gordy Kopke and his great staff on location at Kopke's Greenhouse outside of Oregon, Wisconsin, here in Dane County tomorrow. And we've also got the bug guy.
The bug guy?
There is a person at the University of Wisconsin-Madison who refers to himself as the bug guy. And he's going to be on tomorrow because I know the severe weather, as it should be, taking precedent. But the other big kind of weather-ish story out there, they're saying this is the week that cicadas will start coming out. And I know in some places they've already started to emerge. So the bug guy is going to be here tomorrow and tell us all about cicadas. Why is this happening? Are they going to take over? How worried should Todd be? Should you put your last will and testimony together?
I think I mentioned this on the show, or I know I at least told you, but I recently watched a YouTube video about cicadas and
did you
like the science of why they emerge at such and such weird number of years and why they're so loud and how they're so loud, because I know, it's impressive. And I'm looking forward to hearing it from this bug guy as well.
His name is PJ Leisch, I believe is how you say it. Leisch or Leisch. I'm going to say Leisch for now. PJ Leisch from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, known as the bug guy. He is a renowned expert on cicadas and cicada activity. So we'll be talking to him tomorrow as well. So it's a big outdoor show tomorrow, you understand. So I hope the storms aren't too bad. Yeah, tonight. And then we'll be outdoors for tomorrow's show. So looking forward to that. Let's get into what's making news today. And let me tell you, I know that a lot of the mainstream media folks, a lot of people are going to be focusing on the fact that the Trump trial in New York, the so-called hush money trial, the so-called voter interference trial, has wrapped up. Trump has rested. His lawyers have rested their case, and they're going to resume deliberations next week. A keynote that Trump decided not to take the stand today, so there's that. A lot of people focused on that. I believe that the biggest story today that people are not talking about enough, I think it should be the lead news story on every major national broadcast. And it's going to be the lead one for us today. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about it. We're going to break it down for you, and we're going to decipher this. And it did make headlines on the Associated Press. Trump social media account shares a campaign video with a headline about, quote, a unified Reich, unquote. R-I-R-E-I-C-H, as in the Third Reich, as in Nazi Germany. And this is not a joke. This is not a bit. This is not a piece. This is a real headline. And let me tell you, spending 30 years or so in the Republican Party, working for countless campaigns, I left in 2011, I never imagined the day when I would see a major party candidate, let alone the former Republican Party's presumptive nominee.
And former president.
For president, amplifying Nazi language. And I know, there's a lot of talk, pardon me, about fascism and Nazism, and people say, well, you're kind of exaggerating and making that up. Well, we're going to lay it out for you. Let's start out. I think the best way to start this out, we've got time for the ABC piece, the GMA piece. So this is from Good Morning America on ABC this morning, George Stephanopoulos, Robin Roberts, the reporter. This is going to lay it out. We'll come back and talk about it. Here is the piece on Trump and his social media post from Good Morning America this morning.
Former president is under fire for a video he posted on social media that used language from Nazi Germany. The latest in a series of anti-Semitic and authoritarian statements from Trump and his campaign. Rachel Scott has the story. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, George, good morning to you. It is normal, of course, for presidential candidates to share videos with their vision for the country. It is not normal for those videos to have references to Nazi Germany and Adolf Hitler. The Trump campaign tells us this morning that this was a video that was shared by a staffer while the former president was in court, saying that staffer missed the reference. But as of this morning, that video has not been taken down.
Former President Donald Trump sparking backlash this morning after a video posted to his social media account seemingly suggests there will be a unified Reich if he wins the 2024 election.
Donald Trump wins. What's next for America?
Those words are largely associated with Nazi Germany and Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, another name for his Nazi regime. The 30-second video features hypothetical newspaper articles of Trump celebrating a victory in November. That phrase appearing three times, including under the headline, What's Next for America? It includes references to World War I, citing German industrial strength and peace through strength. Another headline suggesting Trump would reject globalists, a phrase often used by the far right as an anti-Semitic slur. In a statement, Trump campaign's press secretary says this was not a campaign video. It was created by a random account online and reposted by a staffer who clearly did not see the word while the president was in court. But the campaign has not deleted the post, and it's not the first time Trump has used language similar to what Adolf Hitler once wrote. Just months ago, he declared immigrants are poisoning the blood of America.
They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done.
This morning, the Biden campaign issuing a statement saying Donald Trump is not playing games. He's telling America exactly what he intends to do if he regains power, rule as a dictator over a unified Reich.
The Biden campaign calling this a pattern, noting in their statements that the former president had dinner with the white supremacist 2 years ago, and one said that there was very fine people on both sides after the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. We have asked the Trump campaign why this video has not been taken down. We have not heard back, Robin.
All right, Rachel.
That was the report this morning on Good Morning America on ABC television. Great reporting there to break this down. Can update you within the last hour or so, the Trump campaign now finally has acquiesced to pressure and has taken down this post. But the fact that they left it up so long, overnight, and then try to blame it on a staffer, this is straight out of Nazi Germany. Saying that under Trump, what's next for America? A unified Reich.
And also, as they said, that same phrase appears three times in a 30-second video.
Yes. Matthew, listening in or watching on YouTube, we appreciate your viewership, Matthew. Quote, it's disgusting. When is enough enough? Matt, watching on YouTube on Germantown, we appreciate your viewership, Matt. Also, Facebook, Twitter. We call it Twix, not X, not Twitter, but Twix. And on the Civic Media app, we'll come back and discuss this. More will tell you exactly why Trump actually did mean to post it. Don't go away. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Tuesday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 19 past the hour of 12 noon. Glad to have you along on Tuesday, the 21st of May, 2024. All Ball on the mic. Mr. Zomers on the board taking your phone calls. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Or you could also give us a text on the Civic Media app. Great to download on your Apple or Android device, the Civic Media app. Do it today. Talking about this major story that I really don't understand why it's not the top headline on every major media news source. Donald Trump's social media account on his so-called Truth Social reposted a campaign video. And what it was this, you know, imagine what it will be like on the day after Trump is elected once again. And it had fictitious made up headlines of what could possibly be the headline of a second Trump presidency. One of the headlines was "What's Next for America?" And underneath of it in smaller print, it said, quote, "A unified Reich," unquote. Straight out of Nazi playbook. And the Trump campaign, despite having it been called out, left it up overnight and just took it down about an hour ago. Trump's people said it wasn't Trump who did it, but a staffer. We'll tell you why that's probably not true. Explain it to you. Courtesy of the Tennessee Holler on Twix, Sarah Matthews, former Trump deputy press secretary in the White House under Trump said this, quote, "Trump's continued use of Nazi rhetoric is un-American and despicable. Yet too many Americans are brushing off the glaring red flags about what could happen if he returns to the White House. When someone shows you who they are, believe them," unquote. Again, Sarah Matthews, former Trump deputy press secretary. What did Trump say about this? And again, Trump's trial in New York wrapping up today, but that's really secondary, in my opinion, to this headline. A reporter asked Trump directly about this, asked Trump about this Unified Reich post on Truth Social. The audio is a little dicey. It's not Zomer's fault. It's just the way the audio is. But I think it's important for you to hear it in raw form. Here is from about an hour ago outside the Trump trial and the courthouse where this reporter asked Donald Trump about this headline.
So why did you post that video about the Unified Reich? How did that get on your website?
That's pretty much all it is. I just want to let you know that Trump has been asked about this. He was at the microphone spewing forth other propaganda about his trial. And this bold reporter asked Trump, what's up with this headline in your post on Truth Social about Unified Reich? And Trump turned his back and walked away without comment. He clearly heard the question, but wouldn't answer it. And at that point this morning, this video post was still up on his Truth Social account. Again, it's been taken down about 45 minutes an hour ago. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines, listening on WISS Oshkosh Air Support. Up in the Fox Valley from the beautiful municipality of Neenah, Wisconsin, Cam listening in Neenah. We appreciate it, Cam. What say you?
Hey, I think... people miss, and I hate using this word so much because I really don't know any other word that fits it, but nuance is something that I think people struggle with, and I don't know how schools go back to figure out a way to teach that, because it falls under the same category as things like self-awareness. And I'm bringing this up because I remember in school, and Mr. Zahmer might recall this too, when the Call of Duty games released years ago, and I'm not saying this is because of video games, it's not, that's always been disproven, but those games released, they had Nazis in them. I remember people that I grew up with who were very pro-military or I'm going to join the Marines type of people, and conservative people, they really, really liked the Nazi uniforms. They liked the liked the idea of killing Nazis. They didn't understand the nuance there that you're not supposed to admire that. These guys are historically the bad guys. That is why you are killing them in this game. They don't get it.
Yeah, I a great call, Cam, a great point. I couldn't agree with you more. That's why our friend Matt Flynn, who occasionally appears on this show, is fond of saying you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke until and if you know history, and or unless you know history. I messed up the quote. Good job, Tom. But yes, the point is you have to know history. Great call, Cam. You have to understand that Nazi, and again, we see poll after poll, by the way, particularly younger people, conservative folks, who are Holocaust deniers or say, well, you know, it wasn't really that bad. Not as many people got killed as you know, people say, which is patently false. We've played cuts of former Republican governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, himself an immigrant from Austria, his own family, Nazis, and went back to Auschwitz and did great detail. Of course, he's a filmmaker. And showed the stories of Auschwitz and said, all of this happened. It is real. My family, my extended family, played a part. The sins can never totally be wiped away. And it's important to continue telling this story. A Republican governor, twice elected, Arnold Schwarzenegger of California, says that. I want to go to, and again, the narrative from the Trump campaign, not Trump himself that we know of, has not spoken directly to this. The narrative overnight and this morning continues to be that Trump himself had nothing to do with it. It was some minion staffer who put this up. We're talking about this post, which had a hypothetical headline, if Trump would get reelected, with headlines such as, what's next for America? And underneath of it, in smaller type, three times, it says, quote, a unified Reich, unquote. A reference to Nazi Germany. But let's take Trump in his own words. There's always a tweet, right? Always sound bites. This was from a while back, video from Mar-a-Lago, when Trump was talking about Truth Social, how it took off, and how he himself commands control of his account with one other person. This is Donald Trump in his own words from Mar-a-Lago.
You know, it started off with Dan Scavino. I said, Dan, how do you work this thing? And I started dictating. I began by dictating to Dan and a couple of other people that we had, but they weren't Dan. And I'd dictate something. All of a sudden, people started following. And then on occasion, like about once every 3 years, Dan wouldn't be around because he was always there. I couldn't get rid of this guy. I call him the most powerful man in politics because he's the only one that has my number. He could say, I don't like you, voters. I don't like you at all. I'm fed up with you. I can't stand you. And that's the end of my political career. Dan's the only one that can do that. Where are you, Dan? Most powerful man in politics, I say. The most powerful. He's the only one that can do it without... Why not? He can press it. Linda, he's got the number. Even Linda doesn't have it, although I give it to you. I trust you implicitly. I give it to you. But Dan could say something horrible. He could say something very sexually oriented. And that, you know, would end it, okay? That would end it. But he hasn't done that anymore.
As it turns out, it wouldn't end it because we know that Trump has been quoted in all kinds of sexual innuendos and beyond innuendo, and it only made him stronger. The point of playing this is you heard it himself. The only other person that has Trump's number, according to Donald Trump, is this guy, Dan Scavino. And he's not taking the fall. Trump knew exactly what he was sending out on his social. The campaign knew. It's a subliminal message. Not even subliminal. It's direct. A unified Reich. Nazi language from the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party. Back with Luke Mathers to discuss it. Your phone calls as well as the All Bowl Show and Civic Media.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin is getting national attention for its peonies. That's right. Peonies are among the specialty crops grown in the state. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. We'll be visiting a farm in Beaver Dam next. Don't go anywhere.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to our equipment located in Dodgeville. Check out the affordable, efficient, versatile tractor line at Our Equipment and ask for Mr. Versatile, Chump Gill. Keep up with Pam and the entire team at MidwestFarmReport.com, on Facebook at Fabulous Farm Babe, on Instagram at Fab Farm Babe, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Michelle Oven joins us from Oven's Peony Farm in Beaver Dam. She says the American Peony Society is hosting its convention in Beaver Dam in 2025 during the annual Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival.
We're hoping to have over 5,000 people come to the flower show and see all of the flowers on display. Last year in New York, when the convention was held, over 3,000 blooms were brought in for that flower show. American Peony Society members hand-carried flowers from all over the United States, and there was three other countries that were represented in that, and we're expecting the same thing. The convention's going to be held at the high school. The convention will be open to the public. All of the seminars will be open to the public. The flower show will be open to the public. The economic impact is far-reaching. It's wonderful for Dodge County.
Michelle Oven joining us from Oven's Peony Farm in Beaver Dam. The American Peony Society is hosting its annual convention in Beaver Dam in 2025. We'll take a look at commodity markets next.
Imagine planting, tending, and raising your crops all season long, only to discover a micronutrient deficiency is robbing your yield potential. Once you spot signs of nutrient deficiencies, it can be difficult to bounce back. Get ahead of manganese, boron, and copper deficiencies with Moxin from CHS. Designed with a patented Levisol chelate, Moxin increases nutrient availability and provides your crops with the nutrition they need. Ask your local CHS retailer about the power of Moxin.
From Chicago, we're looking at a turnaround Tuesday. Corn and soybeans are giving back yesterday's gains. Cash corn is down 4 cents at 456 and a half. December new crop corn is down 3.5 cents at 480 and three quarters. Cash soybeans are trading down 14 and three quarter cents at 1233 and a quarter. And November new crop beans are down 7 3/4 cents, trading at 1209 a bushel. The downward trend continues into dairy. The June Class 3 milk contract is trading down 56 cents at $20.67 a hundredweight. The July contract is down 41 cents at $20.36. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Showers and thunderstorms strike this afternoon and into the evening hours, with a good chance of them turning strong to severe, packing large hail, possible tornadoes, heavy downpours leading to flash flooding, frequent lightning, and damaging wind gusts. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by the executive director of Wisconsin Policy Forum, Rob Henkin. We'll be talking about how communities pay for our most treasured cultural assets.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Welcome Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. Zomer's on the board. Joining us at 12:30 each every Tuesday afternoon, as he does, the one, the only executive producer of Civic Media, Mr. Luke Mathers. Mr. Mathers, how are you?
I'm doing well, Todd. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine. We miss you here in the studio. You're joining us from Mathers Central, the Mathers Bat Cave out in beautiful Sun Prairie. How are things out there?
Casa de Mathers.
Oh, yeah. Casa de Mathers. All right. Very good.
Things are doing well.
All right. Glad you've made some time for us. We appreciate it, as always. We're going to get a little bit later in the segment. This half hour, we will get to the story that we promised you. Because it was like, you're way too young. Back in the day, when you had your primetime dramas like Dallas, I was a big Dallas fan, they had Dynasty. It was, and they do it once in a while on some dramas now, but they would leave you with a season-ending cliffhanger, you know, a two-shot JR. So last week on Tuesday Tangents, Luke alluded to a cat story, and then he walked out of the studio. You've left us hanging for a week, so we're going to get to the cat story at the end of this segment here. We're looking forward to that. A little bit heavier news to start the day, Luke. Not sure if you've seen this headline this morning, but overnight, last night, the Trump so-called Truth Social account, his own social media account, I'm going to use the term retweeted or reposted an ad that they claim was made outside of the Trump organization proper, but nonetheless, they re-posted it. And it was this fictitious ad that had headlines that could happen, in their view, if Trump got a second term. And one of the headlines was, quote, "What's next for America," unquote. And then right underneath of it, it said, quote, "A unified Reich," unquote. Of course, same Nazi language as Hitler, what he used to call it, the Third Reich, and our crack staff is all over this, and this is good history here. According to Hitler's version of history, the First Reich was the Holy Roman Empire from 962 to 1806. The Second Reich was the German Empire from 1871 to 1918. Thus, in Hitler's fantasy of grandiosity and superiority, the Nazi regime was the Third Reich, which lasted 12 years from 1933 to 1945. That's where the term comes from, completely associated with Nazi and Nazism. And for Trump to use this headline, "A Unified Reich," he has, since the last hour or so, finally taken it down after media pressure. He blames it on a staffer. Right before the break, we played, in his own words, from Mar-a-Lago, saying that only he and one other person, Dan Scavino, have access to his social media accounts. Luke, what's your knee-jerk reaction to all this?
We've seen this play before, Todd, because I don't know if you remember or not, the video that got shared a lot online back during the 2020 campaign, and it was a similar circumstance of it being created by somebody else, Donald Trump watching it on either the toilet or the golf cart, wherever he was scrolling through his feed, maybe a courtroom, I guess, in this instance, but 4 years ago, wherever he shared it, where it was a Trump 2020 sign, and then it was Trump 2024, and then it was Trump 2028, and then it was Trump 2032, and it just kept going on and on and on, and it was a similar vibe of saying, well, we're just going to take power, and we're never going to give it back. And so that is not how a democracy operates. That is not how the United States of America operates, but it is a way that Donald Trump fantasizes how he could rule this nation. And I think it's important to not take it, like, you always hear, oh, well, you can't take him seriously. Mm-hmm. Well, I think this needs to be taken seriously, Todd.
That totally agree. A little different segment with Luke Mathers than we normally do here, slightly heavier, but I think it's important. Robert Reich, kind of an unfortunate last name for this particular piece, but of course Robert Reich was the former Secretary of Labor under former President Bill Clinton. He's a Berkeley professor and co-founder of Inequality Media. He also writes on Substack and Mastodon. He posted this morning. He says, quote, "Don't let the hidden Nazi symbols in Trump's social media posts distract you all from the ways he's openly embraced fascism. Here's how Trump's been stealing from Hitler's playbook to bring that, quote, unified Reich, unquote, into being. What we're going to do is going to play it, kind of chop this up. We'll stop it, and Luke and I will kind of discuss it. Mr. Zommers, if you would, here is this post that Robert Reich's group have put together on, you know, how Donald Trump is stealing Adolf Hitler's playbook.
You've heard Trump's promise.
I'm going to be a dictator for one day.
History shows there are no one-day dictatorships. When democracies fall, they typically fall completely. In a previous video, I laid out the defining traits of fascism and how MAGA Republicans embody them. But how could Trump, or someone like him, actually turn America into a fascist state? Here's how, in five steps. Step number one, use threats of violence to gain power. Hitler and Mussolini relied on their vigilante militias to intimidate voters and local officials. We watched Trump try to do the same in 2020.
Right, Proud Boys,
stand back and stand by.
Republican election officials testified to the threats they faced when they refused Trump's demands to falsify the election results.
My email, my cell phone was doxed.
They have had video panel trucks with videos of me proclaiming me to be a pedophile.
A 20-something tech in Gwinnett County today has death threats and a noose put out saying he should be hung for treason.
If the election is close, threats to voters and election officials could be enough to sabotage it. Step number two.
I'll stop right there, Mr. Zommers. That's step one, these threats of violence. And again, Luke Mathers joining us here on a Tuesday. Just because you can't, you know, see all this in the video, those people that we're talking about having undergone or been targets of threats was Republican Brad Raffensperger, Secretary of State under Georgia, under oath, speaking before the J6 committee. Also, Rusty Bowers was the Arizona House of Representatives. Gabriel Sterling, Georgia Secretary of State, a Republican as well. So Luke, these are not threats against Democrats, although there certainly have been. These are within Trump's own party.
Yeah, there's not a defining factor for Donald Trump when it comes to Republican or Democrat. You're either with him or you're against him. And we saw that in the outcome of the 2020 election, where there were election officials of both parties and nonpartisan in states across the country where Donald Trump was trying to use these threats of violence to overturn a duly conducted election in 2020 because he didn't like the way the outcome was, how it came out.
Mm-hmm.
He did not like the fact that he lost. He could not accept that he lost. And so we now have to face this petulant child that is still throwing a temper tantrum 4 years later, saying, and some people believe it, Todd, saying that, oh, well, no, yeah, he won, but, you know, he's just not president right now, but he won.
And that's
there's threats of violence all over the place when it comes, since we saw it culminate on January 6, 2021.
And of course, that the 2020 elections have proven factual and legit time and time again. Trump lost, Biden won. Those are the facts. Back to point number two from Inequality Media on how Trump is embracing fascism.
Step number two, consolidate power. After taking office, a would-be fascist must turn every arm of government into a tool of the party. One of Hitler's first steps was to take over the civil service, purging it of non-Nazis. In October of 2020, Trump issued his own executive order that would have enabled him to fire tens of thousands of civil servants and replace them with MAGA loyalists. He never got to act on it, but he's now promising to apply it to the entire civil service.
We will pass critical reforms making every executive branch employee fireable.
That's become the centerpiece of something called Project 2025. A presidential agenda assembled by MAGA Republicans that would, as the AP puts it, dismantle the U.S. government and replace it with Trump's vision.
There's step two, Luke. We're talking to Luke Mathers, our Tuesday Tangents, Luke Mathers, talking about this, the headlines being made by Donald Trump overnight. He put this social media post out using the words, quote, a unified Reich, unquote, for a second Trump term. And looking at what Robert Reich has put together with his nonpartisan group called Inequality Media, of how Trump is embracing Hitler's playbook. And this consolidation of power, Luke Mathers, again, it goes, there literally is a playbook. It's called Project 2025.
Yes, they're showing us what they plan to do if given power again. And we saw it not only with that executive action taken back in October of 2020, but from the election day of 2020 up to January 6th, Donald Trump was doing the same exact thing with his Department of Justice, trying to fire everybody that would not agree with him in trying to overturn the election, and then appointing people to acting attorney general positions where the federal government itself was confused at who was in charge leading up to the events of January 6th. And right. So, yes, they're not only did they try it at the end of 2020, they're showing us what they would do in this Project 2025.
Off the text line, WAUK, the Shaw texting in on the Civic Media app asking specifically who are these civil service workers, unquote. I don't want to go into all of that, but the short answer is think of every time you call up the Social Security Administration to get help there. Think of when you have an immigrant, if you have people trying to come here legally, immigration, a naturalization service, now it's ICE. Think of Social Security issues. All these government workers are civil service. They don't get fired or hired depending upon who they support politically. They are there as civil servants. So that's the people that we're talking about. Back to this video by Robert Reich's group here on how Trump is embracing Hitler's playbook, step three.
Step three, establish a police state. Hitler used the imaginary threat of the poison of foreign races to justify taking control of the military and police, placing both under his top general and granting law enforcement powers to his civilian militias. Now Trump is using the same language.
It's poisoning the blood of our country.
Trump plans to deploy troops within the U.S. to conduct immigration raids and round up what he estimates to be 18 million people who would be placed in mass detention camps while their fate is decided. And even though crime is actually down across the nation, Trump is citing an imaginary crime wave to justify sending troops into blue cities and states against the will of governors and mayors.
You're supposed to not be involved in that. You just have to be asked by the governor or the mayor to come in. The next time, I'm not waiting.
Trump insiders say he plans to invoke the Insurrection Act to have the military crush civilian protests. We saw a glimpse of that in 2020 when Trump deployed the National Guard against peaceful protesters outside the White House. And with promises to pardon January 6 criminals and stop prosecutions of right-wing domestic terrorists, Trump would empower groups like the Proud Boys to act as MAGA enforcers.
That's the end of step three.
Oh, very good. Sorry, I was waiting there. So Luke, talking again about this video here that Robert Reich's group has put together and how Donald Trump is embracing Hitler's playbook. I mean, again, we've seen it time and again. And he cites this time during the unsettled parts of 2020 and 2021, where he employed military people and he had the Bible and a lot of military folks said they were sorry they took part in that and that it goes against the Constitution.
Yeah, and it was also used deceivingly in political ads back then as well throughout the 2020 cycle, saying this is what it would look like in Joe Biden's America. And really, it was video footage from us living through the Trump administration. Yeah. And so it's a very they use what they can for propaganda, and they go out and they repeat the same lies over and over and over again. And there are people that buy into it.
Yeah, it's really scary stuff. And again, I know this is a little bit longer than we normally do, more serious than we do with Luke, but this headline today cannot be overlooked. And again, what I love about this piece that Robert Reich's group has put together, it's using Trump in his own words. It's citing things that he himself has said and done. This is not made up. It's not by the Democratic Party. This is Trump. As you said, Luke, as Trevi Olson has said, he's telling us who he is and what he plans to do. We'll continue this, your phone calls, and we'll try to get into the story from Lukester as well on the other side. It's the Todd Elbow Show for a Tuesday. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WCFW website at wcfw.fm. Your news just for the Eau Claire area. I'm James Kelly with WCFW News.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinair on Air.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock on this Tuesday, May 24th. First, Zommer's on the board. Luke Mathers joining us as per usual for a Tuesday tangent with Luke. A quick weather alert. A severe thunderstorm warning has now been issued for Dodge and Jefferson counties. That is kind of north and east of Dane County or Madison, where we are at. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Dodge and Jefferson County until 1:30 this afternoon. Remember that severe thunderstorms can and will spawn tornadic activity at times. Although for right now, this is a severe thunderstorm warning until 1:30 this afternoon for Dodge and Jefferson counties. Be aware of that. And again, very unsettled weather throughout most of the day and into the evening hours. We'll keep you abreast of that. Talking about this headline from this morning, overnight, Donald Trump's Truth social media platform sent out an ad, a fictitious ad, saying what headlines could look like once Trump would be reelected. One of the headlines was, "What's next for America?" And underneath of it, it said, quote, "A unified Reich," unquote. Right out of Hitler's playbook of the Third Reich. We're breaking down former Secretary of Labor under President Clinton and Berkeley professor, he runs a co-founder of Inequality Media, Robert Reich, put together this great five-step playbook of how Trump is stealing from Hitler's playbook on Nazism. In Trump's own words, I'm going to break it down, get more of Luke's comments. We are on step four, Mr. Zommers.
Step four, jail the opposition. In classic dictatorial fashion, Trump is now openly threatening to prosecute his opponents.
If I happen to be president and I see somebody who's doing well and beating me very badly, I say, go down and indict them. They'd be out of the election.
And he's looking to remake the Justice Department into a tool for his personal vendettas.
As we completely overhaul the Federal Department of Justice and FBI, we will also launch sweeping civil rights investigations into Marxist local district attorneys.
In the model of Hitler and Mussolini, Trump describes his opponents as subhuman.
The radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country.
Step number five.
And so that's step four, Luke Mathers. This again, and Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project has talked about authoritarians and dictators himself. And one of the things he talks to us about, as he's seen all over the world, one of the key things that authoritarians and fascists do is they gaslight. In other words, they accuse their opponent of that which they themselves are actually doing, which is, you know, weaponizing the judicial system.
Well, and this isn't something new either. This is something I fear, Todd, that the American public has become a little numb to, because throughout 2015 and 2016, it was all lock her up. It was in his first campaign against Hillary Clinton, it was lock her up. And that is a chant that his supporters and anybody that's familiar with what went down in 2016 is aware of. And so he has been making those types of threats for the better part of this past decade now.
Yeah. Let's get to a step five from Inequality Media from Robert Reich's group on Trump stealing from Hitler's playbook.
Step number five, undermine the free press. As Hitler well understood, a fascist needs to control the flow of information. Trump has been attacking the press for years.
They are truly the enemy of the people.
And he's threatening to punish news outlets whose coverage he dislikes. He has helped to reduce trust in the media to such a historic low that his supporters now view him as their most trusted source of information. Within a democracy, we may often have leaders we don't like, but we have the power to change them at the ballot box and through public pressure. Once fascism takes hold, those freedoms are gone and cannot easily be won back. We must recognize the threat of fascism when it appears and do everything in our power to stop it.
Robert Reich, Berkeley professor, former Secretary of State of Secretary of Labor under former President Bill Clinton and co-founder of Inequality Media. Luke, that was a longer a segment there, but I thought that he laid it out so well and using Trump's own language to do it.
Yeah, I think Robert did a terrific job with that. And it's important to be talking about the stakes of what it almost becomes callous, Todd, because for folks like Aaron and I that have been voting for these last couple cycles, you hear this every 4 years.
Right.
This is the most important election of your lifetime. But it's because the stakes keep getting raised. It's because there have not been consequences. And so for the fact that the stakes are what they are for 2024, it may feel like it is a cliche at this point, but this is the most important election of our lifetimes.
And if we don't treat it that way, it could be the last election of our lifetimes.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, I really try to appreciate people from your folks' generation, but I can tell you that wasn't always the way it was. You know, as someone who's been voting a little bit longer, as I, you know, people remind me
I can't wait for a boring election. Right? Like, come on, please, please don't have the stakes be this high. I'm begging you all, please.
But I think, you know, I retweeted a tweet by Joe Walsh, a former Republican, and I would say still more probably conservative than I am. But I thought he hit it on the head this morning when he tweeted out and he said, for all those folks that don't want to vote for Joe Biden because, quote unquote, he's too old or, quote unquote, because of Gaza. Look, if you don't vote for Biden and we get Trump, we will get everything that we deserve, including a, quote, unified Reich. He's not, unquote, by the way, that's the end of the tweet. And I think he's right that this is a critical election. And to Robert Reich's point, if fascism is allowed to take hold here, it's pretty darn hard to get democracy back or a democratic republic.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those things that if we have people in our lives that are sitting on the sideline, it's important to stress what would happen, because again, they're telling us.
And let me end on a happier note. This last thing, you know, attacking the media. That's why, I mean, I don't make this is, as Biden would say, it's not hyperbole. I love working for Civic Media because our directive is to bring the truth. And Luke, that's what we're doing here at Civic Media each and every day.
Yeah, we're finding ways to talk to Wisconsinites where they are, and expanding what coverage we have here at Civic Media has been a thrill over these last 2 years, and it's very, very important we continue the work we're doing.
And we start that at our hometown stations all across Wisconsin, because the most important discussions happen in our neighborhoods and our local communities. Luke, it's always a pleasure to have a conversation with you. We'll lighten it up. We'll get to that cat story next week. Thank you very much. Luke
Sounds
Mathers, everybody, our executive producer, back with phone calls on this subject and more. Stay tuned. Hour number two of the Almost Show for Tuesday is straight ahead. You're listening to The Truth, the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, my guests are Civic Media's Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, and producer John Davies. Join me for part two of our interview from last week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS.